Mommy must eat. Must with her long-handled spoon dig a meal's worth out of this barren fuckscape. Under the pines, Mommy is glad for her acid, dry wrapper. She's looking for a likely bleed, a gush, suck. Any of these hotling YAs would keep her brooding for a good, long time. Today, Mommy finds her fluid impacted, each hoof weighted as though against the storm. But Mommy is standing in the clearest pasture and semi-conscious. She can smell the hotlings. She can weave together their rustling stench and make herself a promise. Transparent to the marrow of their bones, Mommy eschews those frostbit rabbits. She lets go her bucket in the ditch and leaps up a branch. No shaving, no education, a song she used to suck her teeth to. The flaneur stud shakes toward, off the path for a piss, too cool and fatted about the skull. When Mommy's full, she's bored. Mommy's jam-packed with cookie ookie. After a long time staring, she decides not to wash. Unreliable as the prairie's been, staying downwind, she just might suss one. One pin-pinked hot spot where the brush snaps. Not for today. Her brewery dull, her head in a stiff gear. For later, like a savings account. At the blood bank, you tiresome plushie. Mommy snaps when she has a headache. She's slushing from side to side in the crib of her own logy gate. A new treasure brews in her gutter, roiling, unaware of her snip, far, far away in space and time, the several thick inches of muscle and mucus. Mommy notes the number of haters gathered in the quad. They're nothing special, but they may have to do. And out of her pocket come straws and spines.